Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, members of the Wakefield Village Association. It's going to be called the Kenny's Show because we have two Kennys here. We have Kenny Burke, who is the event coordinator. Welcome, Kenny. Nice to have you with us.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
It's great to find out everything we want to know about the Wakefield Village Association, which we'll do, and a special event coming up. And along with Kenny is the president of the association, and that is Kenny Tessner. He is the also owner of Phil's Main Street Grill. Welcome, Kenny, to you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you both with us. And the Wakefield Village Association is something that I know of, but I don't think we've ever had anyone on the program from that group before. And Kenny, let's see, how are we going to describe this? Kenny 1, Kenny 2?
Yeah, I'll be Kenny 1. He can be Kenny 2.
Okay. All right, fine.
All right, fine. Fine. So, okay, now the rank has been determined. So, Kenny from Main Street Grill, let's do it that way.
All right.
Your involvement as president of the association has been for about how long now?
Oh, 15 years.
15 years as
not as president.
Okay, but a member of the association.
Yes, yes.
And now as president. And how long have you been involved with the Main Street Grill?
25 years.
25 years.
Yeah, tough to tell because I look so young, but.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, because you look about 30, so.
Exactly, thank you.
So you inherited this from your dad, obviously, or something.
Yeah, no.
No. This is a place that you worked at, and then, or you opened yourself?
Nope. Actually, the restaurant goes back to 1943. The original owner was Phil Watson, local in town. He still has some family in town, but he unfortunately got hit by a car right out front of the restaurant one day, and I'm actually the sixth owner, but the longest lived.
Wow. All right. So a long time at the grill. I'm sure a lot of people know exactly where this is, right in downtown Wakefield. If you don't, get to downtown Wakefield. It's a very nice community, a lot of stuff going on. And the event coordinator, Kenny Too, or Kenny Burke, is here. And the event coordinator we're talking about is for specifically today, we're talking about the Oktoberfest, right? Which is going to be October 2nd.
Correct. Yeah, this is our fifth annual Oktoberfest. We did skip a year last year for COVID. But it's one of our marquee events. Got great engagement from the community. We have a great lineup of entertainers, musicians. It's really just a wonderful, wonderful event to have folks come down to a historic Main Street in Wakefield and thoroughly enjoy the day.
Now, is the street closed and different things going on? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So what we end up doing is we've already got our permits lined up. We shut Main Street down from Robinson to Kenyon. And what we do is we pack that section of Main Street with artists and vendors, which flanks the existing businesses on Main Street. So it's just a wonderful engagement of shopping and eating. On the backside of Main Street in the Phil's and the Contemporary Theater parking lot, we have an enclosed or fenced-off area, which we call our beer garden. That's where most of the entertainers and musicians are performing throughout the entire day.
Okay. When you say entire day, we're talking about from noontime, right, till late at night or?
Yep.
Yeah, 11 p.m.
Yeah. So the street closure is from noon to 5. That's the key time to get out there and do some shopping, both with the artists and vendors as well as the Main Street businesses. Then we open the street back up to traffic, and for the most part, you know, the beer garden in that enclosed area is open from noon all the way till 11 p.m.
Okay, so the first question that comes to a lot of people's mind is, okay, if the street's closed, how do I get there?
Yeah, great point. So we've grown pretty substantially over time, again, with great feedback from the community. What we've done is we've secured both public and private parking lots in a kind of a radius around Wakefield and Peacedale. So we work with the town to get those lots and some of the private business owners to get the lots you know, secured. We also hire a shuttle, and we do get a lot of folks that walk downtown, the locals. Mm-hmm. They walk. The South County bike path goes right by the event, so a lot of people actually jump on their bicycles, ride right into town, right, and just can walk right into the event. But for the most part, if you're coming from anywhere beyond walking distance, we will be posting the location of all of the on-street and off-street parking areas, and you can jump on a free shuttle. It'll take you right into the event.
Excellent. Now, how did this all get started as an Oktoberfest? Whose idea was that? Is that is that a Main Street Grill thing?
No, we used to have a Wakefield, I think it was called the Art Festival at first, and Kenny Two, the big guy over here, kept going with the idea of an Oktoberfest, and we did it one year. We kind of, it was the secondary, so like the Wakefield Art Festival Oktoberfest, and now it's just blown up to a full-blown German Oktoberfest. I mean, it's just a blast. It's a great time.
Yeah, now, and there's a backstory to that. So.
Okay, it's also, yeah. I do want to stress before people get the wrong idea, it's not like the central casting image of what an Oktoberfest in Germany might be, because this is a very family-friendly atmosphere, right?
Absolutely. So what we do is we very deliberately structure the day. So we have a ton of children and family-oriented events and entertainers earlier on. We've got costume characters. We've got activities for the kids to do.
Fun for all ages.
Yeah. We've got princesses coming out there to sing and sign autographs. And, you know, fun acts like the Rhode Island Bucket Drummers, you know, things that are engaging for a lot of family, younger folks. And then over the course of the day, we kind of segue into maybe the more adult, adolescent-oriented issues and acts. But it feels comfortable, it feels right, and we've got that positive feedback that it's perfect. The kids love it during the daytime, you know, and around 5, 6 o'clock, it's mostly just, you know, the standard type of entertainment.
Okay, well, let's get a little flavor for what's going on here. We have some German band music that we can play that kind of gets us in that mood for the Oktoberfest.
Nice.
There we go. Now we're in the mood. And you had mentioned that there was kind of a backstory to the German effect. What is that?
Yeah, sure. So the original idea actually came from back in the day when I was a kid. I ended up going to, there was an Oktoberfest somewhere down in Virginia, and it just stuck in my head. But, you know, Kenny being of German descent, we knew of the German-American Cultural Society up in Pawtucket, and we decided just to go visit them one day. It was after a golf tournament. We took off, went up, and visited them in their beer garden. And just a wonderful group of people, just struck up conversations with them. They gave us a lot of pointers on how to throw an authentic Oktoberfest. We were actually working with some of their performers to do a Schuhplattler authentic German dance during our Oktoberfest event. So we want to, you know, thank them. They're a wonderful group in Rhode Island up in Pawtucket. And they like the type of event that we throw down here in Wakefield, and they're really happy that other folks are having these authentic Oktoberfest events.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, I live in Providence. Hey, how you doing? You know, so hopefully you got a little Italian influence down there too, or at least other nationalities, maybe Irish or something.
Oh,
or?
Yeah. No, we run the gamut. We actually are working with an Irish dance group out of Cumberland, Tyrannog Dance Studios. It's a youth dance troupe, and we've invited them to come down. We've invited other Irish step dancers to come perform in the past. And we're happy this year actually to make a donation to their program so that they can fund an Irish step dancer student that is in need. So it's a wonderful mashup of other cultural interests. And we actually also have a flamenco dance troupe out of Connecticut. And she's got some other performers from New York that are coming up especially for this event. So, yeah, we like to mix it up.
All right. Well, let's get a little Irish step dancing music in here at this point. And then when we come back, we'll talk about all the many varied acts and the schedule and how you can get more information. We'll be back after this music and a few messages. The Wakefield Village Association is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very happy to be sitting with the Kennys. Kenny Burke and Kenny Tessner is here representing the association. Kenny Burke is the event coordinator, and for the purpose of tonight, we're calling him Kenny 2. And Kenny 1 is the owner of Phil's Main Street Grill in Wakefield. And where all the action is going to be, you're right in the middle of it, right? Kenny, you're right there.
Yeah, right down back is the Bear Garden and the bands. We have a couple of stages. But it also flows over into the street, like we discussed. So later that evening, really focuses down back with the main event and the main bands.
Will the restaurant be open during all this?
Oh, yeah. We'll have the upper deck open. We'll be open. We also have a food tent. We'll be doing all the German food, bratwurst, schnitzel, pretzels. With the Bear Garden, we like to bring in all the local breweries. We're working with Whalers. They'll bring their most famous, the Rise. They actually just did a lime seltzer beer that just released that's very popular. They're bringing that. The other local brewery, Chazon Brewery, is actually does a beer just for the Oktoberfest called the Oktoberfest. They also bring a Pilsner. And then we have Sons of Liberty. They just released Cheer 2. So they're going to be showing that off.
Wow.
And then we also do, we have a beer garden, obviously, so it's focused on German beer. We do Leinengrugel and lagers and other Pilsners, so...
Everything you want.
We have wine, but whatever you want.
All right. Now, I know there's lots of businesses besides yourself and you as president of the association. Talk about that a little bit.
So we get a lot of support from the community. I'd actually like to do a huge thanks to Orson and Brissini right on Main Street. They've helped out a lot. They actually let us use their front lawn. We call it the only piece of grass on Main Street, so that's great. We have a stage set up there all day. Then we, Paul Massey, they come down. They're right on the street. They're a huge supporter. They set up a couple of vehicles to show off that day. And then there's Gates Insurance. David Gates has been great, helps us out every year. Bank of Rhode Island, Brenda Solani and her team, they volunteer all day, plus they're a huge help going into the event. And then Gary and his wife from Narragansett Rubbish Removal. Huge thanks to them as well. They're a huge sponsor.
Well, it takes a village, as they say, right? It
takes a village.
In this case, the Wakefield Village Association. Kenny, two, let's talk about some of the acts. I know there are lots of them, including one that I'm going to be involved with. We'll talk about that in a minute. But go ahead and give us a rundown of what's going on that day.
Yeah, sure. Like we said earlier, we have a really interesting start to the day. Your quartet is going to start off over on Main Street at the Main Street stage, again, at Orson Bassini's lawn. But we have a lot of interesting acts, including costume characters, Coco Melon, LOL Queen Bee Doll. We have a visit by Minnie Mouse. She'll be attending at some point. We also have... Big Nazo, the puppets from characters from Providence. They're pretty amazing. We have the Rhode Island Bucket Drummers that will be performing during the day. And again, when you come out there, you know the type of group they are. It's all about audience participation. So you'll see a lot of families, a lot of kids get out there and also start tapping on the drums. Quite a bit of entertainment for kids.
I noticed one on there, which is going to be very difficult to do on Main Street, I would think. It's called the Manatees, and they normally are in a lot of water.
We're the Saugatucket River.
Right. Okay.
That's true. I mean, you know, and that's a good point, Kenny. Kenny won. All right. We'll talk about that later. But basically, this whole program is up against the Saugatucket River. We have a full river fire during this event. So we have our braziers that are floating on the river. So we've got this nice ambiance. You can walk across the Saugatucket River to the Wakefield Elementary School with its playgrounds. But the manatees. Manatees are a band that have been around for a while.
They're not real manatees.
Well, I don't think so, you know, but I don't know who's going to check
them.
But they'll be performing later in the evening. They're a pretty interesting indie rock band from Providence. So we're happy to have them.
All right. Well, let's get to a little more music at this point. And as you mentioned, my quartet, Trade Secret, will be there. And we feel very honored to be kind of opening up things. Starting at 12:30, we'll be at the CTC stage, right? That's the big stage.
Yes.
And then at 1:30, we'll be at the Main Street stage. So Trade Secret Quartet is going to be there. We're an a cappella quartet, from jazz to barbershop to Broadway tunes, some gospel tunes thrown in there. So we are going to give you an example now of two songs that our quartet is doing, but this recording is not of us, but a group called Gas House Gang singing a very similar style of music.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky, dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, oh, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, my oh my, what a wonderful day, plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder, it's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a very good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills.
Cause it's a good,
absolutely super special, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, on a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Like today.
Guys and Dolls, here's a story all about a gambler, a sinner who finds religion.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong.
Right from wrong.
For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat. People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel on your checkered coat.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the board, rocking the board,
rocking the board,
rocking the board,
rocking the board.
Well, I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist.
Bound to resist, for the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said, beware, beware, you'll scuttle the ship.
And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, rocking the boat,
rocking the boat,
rocking the boat,
rocking the boat.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
said to myself, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Said to myself, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'll never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. The devil will get you if you don't sit down. And if you go, you're sure to drown. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
If you're interested in getting more information about the Wakefield Oktoberfest, you can do that how, Kenny Two?
You just go to our website, wakefieldvillageassociation.com. We have our vendor coordinator, her name's Michelle Sansevero. She has created the website. She also is managing all of our vendors, and she's created a ticket link. So you can buy your tickets now and be able to take basically a fast pass lane directly into the Oktoberfest event.
All right, so it's only 3 weeks away, so it's a good time to check out the website, and that's Wakefield Village Association, spelled out.
That's correct.
.com. All right, so you can get tickets there, you can get all the information. There'll be there's a big picture of Kenny 1 and Kenny 2, I'm sure, on the website.
Absolutely.
You know, and will you guys be doing, like, autograph pictures that day out on the street?
We're definitely going to be wearing lederhosen. I mean, Drindels and lederhosen is the uniform of the day.
Oh, well, my quartet will not be wearing that. But but anyway, all right, let's get to some other kind of music that will be represented there that day. You mentioned that there's already several kind of dance troupes, right?
Yeah. At the Beer Garden, again, we try to have a very lively backdrop to where folks are coming into the event space, grabbing some local brews, grabbing a schnitzel, you know, bratwurst and pretzels. And we have dancers. So we have the Alpenblumen Schuhplattler Dancers, this authentic German dancing troupe that we made the connection through German American Cultural Society. They'll be dancing earlier in the day. We have the Ladies of the Rolling Pins. They're that Morris dance group. Pretty amazing group of volunteers that come out and do some really entertaining dances with rolling pins and brooms and all sorts of interesting things. Tiernanog Irish dancers will be dancing later on. The Project 401 dance hip-hop dancers from Providence are coming down. They performed for us a couple of years ago, a crowd favorite, amazing dancers.
Yeah, they were awesome.
And I mentioned briefly, Johanna Escamilla, a flamenco dance troupe from Connecticut, New York, they're coming up, and they'll be performing a little bit later in the evening, 6:30 to 7:30. Really interesting group of dancers, very not your typical Oktoberfest event.
Right.
But then again, this is Wakefield Village Association. We're built on fun. You know, this is
something
authentic
for everyone.
Exactly.
All right. We'll get a little of that music in for the flavor now. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you. al sol los pájaros piao. Levántate si tienes luz encendida. Para ti que no para mí, que soy bardoviano. Y ese ramo de flores quien te la ha dado. Y una campana para que te despierte por la mañana. Caracol que te brinda el sol los pájaros. Ay, que me viene a buscar.
Laura, baila bien.
No soy el diablo Romera. Ay, ay, soy tu mujer.
The Wakefield Village Association Oktoberfest is the theme of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Kenny and Kenny. Kenny Burke is the event coordinator for the whole festival, and Kenny, we want to kind of wrap up here with more of the acts that are going to be playing that we might not have touched on earlier. Why don't you do that now?
Yeah, no, thank you. Earlier on in the day, again, when it's more family-oriented, we have Tommy James. He's a magician that will be performing at the Contemporary Theater Stage. I think I mentioned the Rhode Island Bucket Drummers will be there. Following up on dancers, we have the Tropigals. They're affiliated with Chiffreau out of Providence, a wonderful PG-13 burlesque dance group. They're wonderful. We have a local group, Surf to Sky Aerial Dancers. They perform on a series of lollipop poles. They do some pretty amazing athletic dancing up in the air. We also have Amanda Salemi. She is a fire dancer out of Providence, an amazing performer. She's done several events for us. That's later in the evening, 9 o'clock after the sun goes down, so you get the full effect of the fire dancing. And then all throughout the day, we've just started working with the Providence Drum Troupe. You can see them downtown Providence. They are a group of musicians, dancers, and entertainers. They'll be roaming the streets and through the beer garden pretty much all day long. Wonderful, wonderful group. And one other person, another local, Laura Kelly. She's a wonderful hula hoop dancer that, again, later in the evening, she comes around and just spreads joy throughout the entire event.
I'd have to get involved with that. I mean, I'm probably a great hula hoop dancer.
I can see that about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny, talk about some of the other people that are involved on your committee as president. I know there's lots of help that is needed.
Oh, yeah, it takes a small army to put this thing on. But special thanks to Jan Burtwell and Evan Burtwell, her son. Michelle Sansevaro, God, I hope I don't miss anybody. Elaine and Dale DeJoy, great couple. Philip, got to get that right, Telford. Ted Sorling, huge help. He puts all the big bands together for us. Thanks, Ted. Steve Mayshiel, the independent. Another great guy. He does the sound and also helps with the band. Help me out, Kenny. Am I missing somebody?
Karen Cook.
Karen Cook. Yes, yes. Can't forget Karen. Thanks, Karen. Again, if I forgot you, I apologize.
If you were forgotten, if you should have been named and you weren't, you can go to Phil's Main Street Grill
yes.
and get a free drink.
Yes, that's a great idea. We also, I don't know if Kenny wanted to mention that 1 o'clock we have the governor coming down and he's going to...
Kenny, as we had planned years ago, we do an official tapping of the kegs. It'll start around 1 p.m., and we've had confirmation from the governor. He'll be in attendance. We've asked local elected officials also to attend, really just to kick off our Oktoberfest event and to wish the entire community well for the rest of the year.
And where does that take place? Right on the street? Or?
That's right in the beer garden.
In the beer garden.
Yes.
Okay. So actually, if I look at the schedule here, my quartet is performing from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, and then it'll be the governor, right?
Yeah.
And so we could sing Roll Out the Barrel or something behind him.
Yeah, you know, that's right. The governor follows your quartet. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Maybe he'll wear the
Come Lederhosen. Wet your whistle with us, okay?
And then we'll have him sing with us in the next set, which is we start at 1:30. So, you know, we'll all be
this
good to go.
This is great. Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing the information with the WCRI listening audience. It's going to be a great event. We're talking about October 2nd. It's a day-long event from noontime to 11 o'clock at night, probably a little later than that if you stop in at Phil's. What time do you close that night?
We'll probably be closing around midnight that night.
All right. So everybody pile into the Phil's Main Street Grill at 11:55.
We'll be open all day.
and there you go. Well, thank you both. We have some more music to listen to. There will be obviously lots of different kinds of music there, but we have two groups that you want to talk about now, Kenny. Tell us about these two that we'll go out with.
Yeah, we've got the Silks from Providence. They're a great American rock and roll band, national audience, so we're really proud to have them play with us later on in the evening. And then we're finishing up with Dude Man Bro. They're a local reggae surf rock band out of Narragansett. And again, they've added a whole horn section. They've got an amazing following. We're really happy to have them close out the evening with us from 9:30 to 11.
Yeah, they're going
to
rock the crowd.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for being here. Pleasure to meet both of you, and I look forward to seeing you on October 2nd. And everybody that's out there listening, come on down to the Wakefield Oktoberfest on October 2nd. And we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Free. Lay your head down, yeah. I say, now my brother, you're coming home tonight.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.